Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Now, I want you to be real honest with me and tell me if this sounds familiar. I shouldn't have to worry about evangelism. I'm not called to be a missionary. I'm a good person. Even if I don't talk about Jesus, that's a good enough witness. I mean, they'll see my life, right? People lose their jobs over talking about their faith. I wouldn't want to offend anyone. If I talk about Jesus, I could get into trouble. And besides, evangelism isn't my gift. I'm just plain scared. Question, are you using excuses not to tell others about Christ? We often choose to believe what the world tells us about evangelism. We shouldn't witness out of respect for the beliefs of others or because the government rules that we shouldn't do that. But Jesus, however, doesn't give us that option. He says, "You will be my witnesses." Jesus could have said, if it's convenient or if it comes up in a casual conversation or someone asks you a direct question, "You should be my witness," if you think you won't get in trouble, or even, "You can be my witness if you feel like it," but Jesus gives us absolutely no option. He says, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth." We don't have a choice. Your only choice is I'm going to be an effective witness or I'm going to be an ineffective witness. And Jesus, my friend, wants you, if you know him in a personal way, to be his effective witness in this world. Think about it. Look forward to being with you tomorrow.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.